Forecasts into early August for large parts of the region are hot and dry, potentially stressing the crop. Corn was mixed, while closing out the week in positive territory. France's Agri-Mer says 38% of that crop is in good to excellent shape, a dip of 2% on the week and significantly lower than last year because of hot, dry weather. Icarnau has Russia's 2026-week crop at 90 million tons with an export potential of 44.5 million tons. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying, adding to what would have already been a week-to-week gain. Forecasts into early August for large parts of the region are hot and dry, potentially stressing the crop. This is a critical time for soybean development, so weather will continue to be one of the big drivers. Contracts were down early, but bounced back on those crop concerns and with a higher move in meal. Soybean meal futures were up and bean oil was down on the adjustment of product spreads. Bean oil had additional pressure from the decline in crude oil. The other big driver for beans right now is demand. While there were no new U.S. export sales announced Friday, the trade remains very optimistic about even more new crop sales to China in the near future. Corn was mixed, while closing out the week in positive territory. Corn is monitoring development conditions, looking at chances for crop stress in some areas. Given the relative stages of development, that's generally a larger issue for corn than soybeans right now, but any potential reduction in yield could have a big impact on the balance sheet. Demand for feed, fuel, and export use continues to be solid. Corn is also watching second crop harvest activity in Brazil. The USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out August 12th, with CONABNIC's look at Brazil set for the following day. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says 67% of Argentina's corn crop is harvested, just behind most recent years. France's Agri-Mer says 38% of that crop is in good to excellent shape, a dip of 2% on the week and significantly lower than last year because of hot, dry weather. The wheat complex was lower on profit-taking and technical selling, pulling nearby Chicago to a weekly loss even as Kansas City and Minneapolis were up. The trade continues to monitor U.S. and world crop weather issues, along with ongoing disruptions to Black Sea exports because of Russia's war on Ukraine. Globally, the trade is monitoring the impact of hot, dry weather on crops in Western Europe in addition to the various stages of planting, development, and harvest in Argentina, Australia, Canada, Russia, and Ukraine. Stateside, the major spring wheat crop tour yield was below a year ago and less than the USDA's last guess, but a little bit larger than expected. The trade is also watching the tail end of this year's winter wheat harvest with an eye on conditions, especially in the central and southern plains, ahead of planting. The USDA's weekly crop progress and condition report is out Monday afternoon. Icarnau has Russia's 2026-week crop at 90 million tons with an export potential of 44.5 million tons.